Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD, revealed Friday that four more COVID-related deaths have occurred in the Sudbury Health jurisdiction since Wednesday. This means that five COVID-related deaths have been reported already in November. PHSD said the underlying cause of death was COVID-19 for three of the deaths reported Friday. In the one other case, PHSD said COVID contributed to, but was not the underlying cause of, death. Three of the deaths reported Friday occurred in Greater Sudbury. The fourth death occurred in the rural part of the Sudbury district. Since the pandemic began in March of 2020, the health unit said this brings the cumulative total of local COVID deaths to 190. PHSD also reported 59 new cases of COVID were reported in the past 2 days. The daily summary also revealed that as of Friday, the total number of COVID cases in the past 2 years and 8 months is 20,468. Most of those cases, 20,214, have been resolved. Also, the majority of those cases, 6,704, have involved citizens in the 20 to 39 age group. PHSD also reported there were 13 active outbreaks in the local jurisdiction Friday, occurring in local long-term care homes, retirement homes, and other congregate settings. At Health Sciences North on Friday, there were 28 confirmed cases of COVID being treated with one patient assigned to the intensive care unit. The hospital also reported there are 3 active COVID outbreaks in the following units: COVID-19 outbreak on Level 8 of the North Tower, RLHC, declared October 4, 2022. COVID-19 outbreak on Level 4 of the North Tower, RLHC, declared October 7, 2022. COVID-19 outbreak on the Addictions Medicine Unit, AMU, Lodge 3, RLHC, declared October 31, 2022. The hospital also reminds the public that units where there is an active COVID outbreak have no designated care partners, visitors allowed. An exception may be considered for compassionate reasons or end of life. Also, as of November 4, 2022, the COVID risk index for Sudbury remains in the high category. Len Gillis covers healthcare and mining for Sudbury.com.